Check. Josh is on. Check. Roni, my cat, are you on? Hello? Hey.
He just attacks the mic.
We're so glad you could join us, Roni. We have a guest today on this episode of TFR News.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Special guest.
Yeah. I'm Matt, and that's Josh.
Hello.
And, that's Roni. And for the past, 17 minutes, he's been doing nothing but cleaning himself.
Yep.
Yep. Look at him go.
He's usually not down here this long, so he doesn't know what to do.
Scratch his eye out. God, it looks painful.
It does.
And that one eye is just staring you down. Oh, he heard me. And back to cleaning. Here we go. Oh, God. What is going on, everybody? Thank you for joining in on this episode of TFR News. Nothing special at all about it, really.
Nope.
No. I mean, Roni's here.
That's pretty special. Because usually we kick him out by now.
Yeah, usually we do, but I'm just not in the mood.
We got Waffle House. We're in a good mood.
Yeah. Nah. Ooh, Waffle House. We've had what? Dude, we were like in a different hour.
Uh-huh. We could talk about work. It was fine.
We did.
We were bitching.
We did. How much this podcast fucking sucks. But no, it's kicking through me, so hopefully we can get this episode over with before I have to just go. Could use the cat's litter box.
Please don't. Actually, I don't care. I don't have to clean it.
Could you imagine my fucking fat ass fitting in that? My little head poking out? Scooping all the litter everywhere? And then I run around on all fours?
Yeah, you get the zoomies. Yeah.
And I get to be all like, meow, as I run around and just track shit on everything.
I can hear your wife signing divorce papers as we speak.
Can't be my fault. I mean, I can't blame them for anything. They're cats. So you can't blame me either. That's how it works.
Just.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, oh no.
Some warning shots. Shoot now, shoot later. That's how we do it over here. Oh, God. Okay. Josh, how you been?
It's been a busy first 2 weeks of my 30s, so, yeah. You know.
You wish you could just go back to being 29?
A lot of shit did happen in 2 weeks.
Yeah, a lot more shit's about to happen, let me tell you.
Let's see. Yeah, birthday was September 30th, so on a Saturday. Sunday, I lost my grandma. Then I went up to Dayton to get my tattoo to keep distracted that night. Friday happened. Drove 3 hours to Akron for a wedding. Got there early by an accident. Decided to go pregame the wedding.
Okay.
All-day wrestling show.
Oh!
And then 2 days of funeral. So, yeah, it's been a busy 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You struggling over there?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, God. I hope there's enough toilet paper in there. Don't look at me and do that, Roni. Jesus Christ, he looks like he's always in pain.
The most loving cat, though. Like, as soon as I sat on the couch, he was just like, well, and lap.
Yeah, well, it's because he wanted to wipe his feet off on you because he had litter stuck in him. I mean, shit, he has hair all over your Coke.
What the fuck?
Look at that. Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, give that back. Yeah. Yeah, I got a little bald spot there. Let me try and fix that for you. He's like, don't fucking touch me, you whore.
Oh. Oh, and I will be posting a picture of him on social media so everybody can see.
Oh, Dad, what are you doing? Dad, it's too good. Stop. And he's... he just cleans, dude. That's all he does. I think he's sucking himself off. Just look, see how furious he did? Okay, let's get into TFR News. Let's just cut to the chase. First things first, I know we've all heard about this, so I might as well just say it on the show, because why not? Everyone else has. So we want to be just like them. Ring. What's Ring? Security camera. What's that? You're stupid. It's for security. It has a camera for security to see when the mailman, just for some reason, your wife just lets him in the house. And you're like, what the hell is he doing there? Okay, you need to fucking figure this stuff out.
Let's go on record. That has not happened. It's a joke. Nobody worry.
Yeah, it's just a joke. So Ring has announced they will give you $1 million if you can prove extraterrestrials exist from your camera. Sounds easy enough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like every other day it happens, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. But for this Halloween season too, apparently. Now, I did hear that a lot of people think, oh, this is just a way for Ring to kind of like, you know, get into your system and like gather your data and sell it to whoever they want. And maybe it is. I don't know. Quite frankly, I don't fucking care at this point. They say here, calling all extraterrestrial enthusiasts. For almost 100 years, scientists, experts, and average homeowners, thanks for including us, have shared stories and video clips of extraterrestrial sightings. Ring, known for its expansive lineup of smart video doorbells, home security cameras, alarm systems, and more, wants you to investigate. The whole home security company invites customers to keep their eyes peeled for any unusual extraterrestrial activity during the busiest doorbell season of the year. But yeah, if you have a Ring doorbell, you know, for all of you out there that have Simply Safe, me, you're fucked. If you have Ring, we'd be good, you know, capture some extraterrestrial evidence, send it into them, and they'll be like, oh, well, I guess we gotta give this guy $1 million.
Yeah, the most Ring catches are fucking houses and neighborhoods blowing up.
Yeah, or I can't tell you how many times my other random camera outside is like, we can detect what's human and what's not human, so you don't always get a, fuck you. As soon as like a car drives by, it just sends me like 15 alerts every fucking second. I'm just like,
hey,
what are you
hey,
doing?
No, there is a human in that car.
Okay, it doesn't matter when it's 11:35 at night.
I'm just saying, it's still identifying a human.
I hate that you brought that up because it sort of makes sense, even though I know it doesn't work like that at all. Like, of course. Hey, a human built that car, so here it is. Hell, look, here's a picture of your lawn because a human landscaped it. Here you go. Anyway, yeah, until November 3rd to...
Go fake that footage.
To finally, yeah, so go fake that footage because that's the only goddamn way you're going to be able to do it. There are official rules, so make sure you check out their page for that. But yeah, go have fun with that. Go have fun, because I think I might. I'm not sure how I'm going to do it, but I'll figure it out. Okay, and that comes to us from PRNewsWire.com. So I'm going to move on now to the Daily Star. We've mentioned them plenty of times on this show. They bring some wild and crazy fucking stories. But this one's not the wildest and not the craziest.
Ring better give me $1 million for that.
Hey, look, here's a little alien. Oh, my God. I just hit my arm and like funny bone. Oh my God. The alien got like the alien immediately just flew out of my hand. It's gone.
Where'd it go?
I don't know, man. Just like in real life, they're just gone. So they're here 1 second, they're gone. God damn it. Missed $1 million.
Chaos ensued. The God fucking gremlins.
God damn it. Static gnomes. Oh my God. This isn't the wildest and craziest and most ridiculous story out there. We've all heard of Nostradamus. But there's an interesting thing that some people have brought up, and it's his chilling prophecies that he's made for 2023. Now, I mean, to be fair, to be devil's advocate here, you know, I don't know anything about prophetic powers because I don't know how to do that, even though my stomach right now is prophetically telling me that I'm going to shit my pants like in about an hour.
It's like all the time travelers on TikTok. It's like,
oh, they're so funny to me. Mm-hmm. I remember one episode when Cassandra and Brittany were here, I think, and it was a TikToker who was speaking an alien language. Oh, it was so fun to listen to. Thought about it. Yeah, you did. I'm like, this is fun.
Yeah, it's like what I was doing. Why do you keep looking at me with that?
Because after he's done licking himself, he's going to lick you. And there he goes again, scratching. I think he's got allergies. I should give him a pill right now. You should see how I do it, too, because he hates being constrained. We actually think he might be claustrophobic. We're talking about my cat now, not Nostradamus. and he fucking hates it.
I'm really happy you clarified that because, you know.
yeah, about every other day I have to dig Nostradamus up and give him an allergenic pill. That way he can breathe in the grave dirt just fine. Whatever. Anyway, Prophet Michael de Nostradamus said that a great war would happen in 2023. Now, everyone thought, he must mean the Ukrainian war, but that wasn't in 2023, so maybe he kind of, you know, goofed up. Oh, Nostradamus. But we all know about the unfortunate Hamas terrorist attack in Israel here lately. Maybe, in fact, this great war that he was prophesizing for 2023 is indeed this. And who knows? Maybe the man knew something. Maybe he did. Maybe this is the start of World War III. We've been hearing it forever, but who knows? I'm going to say no. But
I feel like you could be like, oh, a war is going to happen every fucking year, and it's somewhere in the world. It's probably going to fucking start.
I know. I understand. That's what I'm talking about being vague, you know? Like, oh, man, this year is going to be blistering hot, and we're all going to melt, and it just happens to be the hottest year on record. Nothing happens. But it's the hottest year on record. So then people are like, hey, he predicted it was going to be hot.
Yep.
Okay. You threw a Pokeball coaster at my cat and you didn't even catch him.
It went right over him, touched his back, didn't react.
Dude, he will clean his balls for days.
No reaction.
I should have, like, prettiest balls award and have this little face up there. be so precious. If you believe in prophecies out there, then you might want to take a look at what Nostradamus has been predicting lately. Okay? Just saying for those of you out there.
I'm going to call bullshit.
Next, I'm going to move on to mirror.co.uk, which, again, we've had described before. This is a bit interesting, though I do believe there is some science behind it. And I kind of probably should have saved this for the last part of TFR News when we talk about how science is evolving and such. Or I should say how science is evolving for the sake of the paranormal, but I didn't. And what it is here is a man, a terrified man, in fact, keeps finding quote-unquote black footprints on his ceiling from quote-unquote evil ghost. And indeed, on the ceiling here are literal footprints that he says shows up and disappears from time to time.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't either. I really don't. The
it's
thing
like the,
is,
it's like the wet footprints in the fog.
Exactly. It's like the wet footprints that, the wet prints, you could say, in the Newkirk's newest, goddammit, docuseries, The Unbinding.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like that. So what we have here is the homeowner, Mr. Liu, from North Central China's Ningxia region, said he was baffled by the strange occurrence that took place in his empty house when he discovered clearly defined footprints on his ceiling after being out for half a day.
Oh, empty house. Oh, is his wife gone?
What's your point?
Yeah, I'm just saying, that's what some people call an empty house.
With your piggy brain. Nostradamus didn't predict that. Mr. Liu. Oh, Mr. Liu from Wuzong said that the ceiling was perfectly clean when he, oh, look at this, when he and his wife left home in the afternoon. But upon their return at night, he was stunned to find the ceiling in his living room looked like someone had walked all over it with dirty shoes. It does, in fact, show shoe footprints, not feet.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't either.
Why do the ghosts need shoes?
That's a good, I mean, they're cold all the time. Maybe they're just going to warm them up.
Are there pictures?
Yes, there are pictures. Would you like to see them?
I would love to see them.
There might be a better photograph here.
That just looks like water stains to me.
Okay, how about this one?
Okay, I can see a little bit more of the footprint in that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, that first one looked like, you know, when you have water that leaks and it kind of spreads out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, mm-hmm. That second one's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I know. So I know he posted a video on TikTok. It's Liu himself, and he shows the prints and whatnot. But I think, so it says that he was scared throughout the whole night, and in the morning they checked and found the footprints were still there. He shared the video. Wow, look at that. He actually took the initiative and was like, can science explain this? Our home was renovated over a decade ago, and we can confirm these were not there before. It's quite unsettling. So of course, some people were like, oh my God, the evil ghost is coming. You better watch out. The previous owner is back. But I do believe there is a scientific explanation about this.
Yeah, he stood there with a shoe on a stick and went,
well, you're not kind of far off, because one person talks about basically like the imprints of certain shoes depending on the, you know, the type of material they step in, and maybe the water kind of reamplifies that image. Maybe if it rains, maybe there is a leak somewhere, because it does look wet. It doesn't look like a dirt footprint. It looks like a wet stain footprint, something like that. But this other person is actually kind of smart and says the other scientific explanation would be if you have children at home who might want to use shoes to kill bugs on the ceiling. I'm like, even now, literally, what, a day or two ago, I did that to kill. Well, I didn't. My wife did. I can just hit it with my hand. My wife can't. She has to throw a shoe at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe that's it, because it's not like, for those of you listening, I mean, you can go to mirror.co.uk and check this up for yourself, but it doesn't look just like perfect feet.
Yeah, they're not in like a footprints. Fucking walking stride there.
Yeah, they're very mismatched.
I mean, the one is like in a straight line, so it looks like the ghost is walking a fucking drunk test.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Sobriety test. That's the fucking word I was trying to think of. Drunk test.
Drunk test. I didn't even catch it.
Fucking idiot.
But this news comes from Beijing. Youth Daily reported that somewhere nearby in Wuzong, a man was hired and live streamed in his house for over 24 hours where a suicide had happened. Holy shit. What is going on over there?
See, that's what I need. I need like video proof to show these footprints appearing.
Yeah, I think this is probably easily explainable by majority of either of the two options I had just spoken of before.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's anything quite to it. But
still interesting.
But it is still interesting because there's plenty of footprints that appear in all these ghost shows and other experiences that people have. And who knows, you know, maybe it is a type of phenomena that we are just overlooking with what science can offer us. Moving on from that now, let's just fly right on through these. Get out of here, you fucking ad. Okay.
I thought you were talking to your cat. I was like, damn, be nice.
He's still cleaning. We have been literally doing this episode now for like 20 minutes, and he is still cleaning.
He's got a lot of hair.
All right. standardmedia.co.ke/the Nairobian/articles. I'm not doing the whole thing. Drama in Kitengela, as two women attacked by bees for allegedly stealing 100,000, whatever the currency is in this part of Africa.
Oh, so they fucked with the witch.
From a passenger. They didn't directly, but there is a witch doctor.
God damn, I'm fucking
look
psychic.
At you, look at you. So there was a dramatic incident in Kitengela, Kajaido County.
You know what the witch doctor said, right?
Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ting, ting, wah, wah, bing, bang. Ooh, yep. Ee, ooh, ah, ting, ting, wah, wah, bing, bang.
Yep. Just wanted to make sure you knew what they
said. Oh, that's all they say, apparently. There was a dramatic incident in Kitengela, Kajaido County on Wednesday when two women were attacked by a swarm of bees, allegedly for stealing from another woman. The two women who were accused of stealing the money from Aisha Salome, who was traveling from Kakamega County to Kitengela to open a business. According to Salome, the two women boarded the Matatu that she was traveling in and sat near her in the back seat. Upon arriving in Kitengela, Salome realized that she had lost all of her money. She then went to the Kitengela police station to report the matter. Although she reported the theft to the police, it appears that the woman was unwilling to wait for authorities to track down the culprits. Instead, she sought the assistance of a witch doctor to deliver supernatural justice on her behalf.
Wow.
Vigilante. I love this, man.
I love stories like this.
Salome said a relative had advised her to contact a town-based witch doctor in the hopes of recovering her money. Quote, quote, I'm relieved to have all my money back. I was at a loss about what to do, as I had planned to open a business in Kitengela town, and that was all the capital I had, said Salome. Returning to the scene, the two women who were now infested with bees, and there are two pictures. There are literally pictures here of them covered in bees. So if it's real, holy shit. If it's not, then what are they doing? Why are they just walking through town like that? Like, it's all on the side
it's
of
like
her.
Fucking Candyman.
That guy looks mad.
Yeah, he's probably.
He probably got stung.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'd be mad too.
Hey, man, that's just
Dude,
one.
Do you know how loud that would be on your face?
I never thought about that. I always thought about the feeling, but I never thought about the sound.
The sound and just you, like, with them buzzing, you're going to feel that vibration. Oh, I don't like it.
Why are they not, like, fucking screaming? They're literally just walking like,
Maybe they're not getting stung. Or, no. Oh, I mean, if you remain calm, they won't sting you. That's what they say.
You're right. But I don't think the bees would remain calm when you're walking through a crowd like that. The crowd's got to be going nuts. I mean, they have all their phones out recording this.
Would you not?
No, I'm saying, yeah, I mean, that makes total sense, but, like, that has to be just chaotic for the bees, but they must be fine. I don't know.
If you're controlled by a witch doctor.
Returning to the scene, the two women, still confronted by the swarm of bees, were accompanied by a large crowd that had gathered to witness the events unfold. For over 2 hours.
Fuck that.
Holding the stolen money, they wandered through the town until they reached the residence of certain Wesonga. The witch doctor. I don't know if that's a name or if that's the actual term for witch doctor.
He just stole money that was fucking drenched in honey.
Man, that would fucking suck. Like, what are the odds? They were escorted into a 2-bedroom house by 4 men who were acting as Wasonga's security personnel. The witch doctor, which I believe this is a different witch doctor. The witch doctor performed his rituals, compelling all the bees to drop from the women who were shouting for help. Wasonga said he had been contacted by Salome. Okay. This is the same one, I believe, and decided to assist her in recovering the money. He said, "This is the work that I inherited from my father. It took me only 3 days to locate these two ladies who had stolen from Salome. From here, I will hand them over to the police so that they can be prosecuted." Following the dramatic incident, the two women were escorted to the Kitengela police station, where they were detained pending arraignment in a court of law. Many social media users who shared videos on WhatsApp and other platforms wondered why similar interventions couldn't be used against politicians who steal public money. Oh, I would love that. Fucking Santos just do something because he's a fucking liar all the time and just be like, all right, well, I got to get rid of him somehow. I might as well just fucking send this one of bees over there. You know what? Asian hornets? Fucking just go kill his ass. That's what I would do. I have said it time and time again. If I had a superpower, people were like, I'd fly. I'd be invisible. No, I would want to control insects.
Yeah.
That would be fucking incredible. Be the fun. Shit that you could do with that.
Stink bugs everywhere.
Stinky. Dude, I don't... Oh, man.
I would be so annoying with it because I'd be like, oh, that stink bug's just going to get stuck on your little light fixture, so you just hear it constantly. Ding, 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 ding. Just be an annoyance.
Oh, that does annoy the hell out of me. Uh-huh. No, you're right. You're right. Or just the buzzing near the ear.
Oh, dude, that freaks me out. I can't do it.
Yeah, my wife, she absolutely hates it, too.
Like, I don't mind bugs, but if there's one, I will panic if it's, like, in, like buzzing near my ear because it just... does something to my senses.
Dude, somebody should make this into a mobile game where you can just figure out what politicians you want to attack and then just attack them with a whole bunch of insects. And then the final boss is the Hell is Real sign in Ohio. Here we go. Here we go. We got to take it on. And the very ending of this, which I fucking love, this one user says, it just says user, so I guess it's someone on WhatsApp or TikTok or whatever. It says, African solutions to African problems. It's not witchcraft. But craft. I fucking love that. That's so cool. Oh, man. That's fucking crazy, though. Look at him. That's what you get.
Kitty cat's being so good right now.
Oh, look at him. I feel like I should just disturb the hell out of him right now.
No, leave me.
Okay. So moving on to our last big piece of the day here. This comes from many, many sources, but I'm going to take this from the Black Vault. The Black Vault is...
the coolest sounding.
I mean, yeah, it's honestly a badass website. It's just this one guy, John Greenwald Jr., and he accumulates all these FOIA request documents. He's learned the system within the government on how to appropriately, basically, just attack FOIA requests and get the certain documents that he needs. He's been doing this since 1996, I believe, and has over 3.3 million documents that he gets from the government and then just releases it to the public.
It's almost 30 years.
And that's just when he founded this. He's been doing this since he was, like, I heard an interview with him, like, since he was 17 or something.
Bro, get a hobby.
This is his hobby. But, dude, I mean, he's got everything from JFK documents to Men in Black documents to UFO documents to the Bigfoot hair sample that was submitted to the FBI.
Whoa.
He's got all this shit. It is so fucking cool. At age 15, sorry, not 17.
High
15.
Liar.
But, man, keep doing you, buddy. But, no, he's got something interesting here. He was shown something. Well, he was basically messaged from TikTok, or not TikTok, Twitter, X. Sorry.
Everybody can still call it Twitter.
Or Zitter with an X on it, I guess. I don't know.
What's his face decided to change it to? It's always going to be Twitter.
Elon Muskrat.
Yep.
Oh, God. His family's fucking gross. I've learned so much in the past, like, couple months about him. Like, these people suck.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Most rich people do.
But I can't wait to show you some of this. So, basically what he has here is new UAP documents and videos surfacing from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says here, as of now, the origins of this release remain a mystery. There are two main possibilities. Either the CBP took the initiative to proactively disclose these materials to the public, or they were released as a result of the Freedom of Information Act, which is the FOIA request I had mentioned. The Black Vault currently has multiple FOIA cases with the CBP. Some of these requests were transferred to other agencies, while others remain open with the CBP. To get to the bottom of this, the Black Vault has reached out to the CBP for clarification, but after navigating an intricate phone menu system, he says, no representatives were available to provide a comment or an explanation about the nature of this release. While the actual context and background of the release documents and videos remain unclear, they offer a glimpse of some new cases, though much of the resolution seems to be on the low side. The Black Vault will also be seeking higher resolution versions of the videos, along with higher resolution scans of the documents. But he's got 390 pages worth of stuff, the whole PDF and files that are linked below in this article, 753 megabytes worth of information you could check out. Okay, everybody, say goodbye to Roni. He wants to get out, probably take a nice big poopy. So, bye, Roni. Everyone say bye. There he goes. Gone. I think that's the first time he's ever wanted out.
He's like, all right, I've spent enough time down here.
Mm-hmm. Well, my cats are communists. So like as soon as like you eat something or so, they want to eat something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, what's yours is theirs. Snacks. Yeah, exactly. So I'm sure he heard cheese munching on something or Cassandra's off work doing something and he was like, I want cosmic brownie.
But, dude, I had somebody brought some Insomniac cookies to work the other day.
Ooh.
Oh my God, they're so good. Snickerdoodle cookies.
My work just got cosmic brownies. I'm like, this is my childhood, ooh, man. And it's the big ones, too.
Ooh. Mm. Damn.
Anyway, linked in this article. Yeah, he's got 5 different videos. I mean, some of them are like 15, 20 minutes long. Okay, never mind. No, he's got a lot more videos. Holy shit. I didn't even have a chance to look through all of these, but I do want to show you one. And for anyone listening, wondering which one, I'm going to show one that is labeled Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon 2.1, and it is 6.5 minutes in. And what you start to see is fucking wild. What the fuck was that? Want a replay?
Yeah.
So what you're looking at here, I don't know what this like it looks mechanism, like, aircraft, I don't know what this camera is.
It looks like a fucking... Oh God, what's that thing called in Call of Duty? Fucking big warship that they use for like they
get like an airplane, like
radar and stuff like that.
AC-130.
Like yes. It kind of looks like the cameras from like you see a lot of times from that with like the FLIR cameras and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it does absolutely. And I don't know what it is we're seeing here. It looks like a bunch of lights start flashing out of nowhere.
Actually, I'm pretty sure that is like a FLIR camera.
No, it is. You're right. It is a FLIR camera.
So it looks like they're like looking at like some kind of like mountain.
It's just Border Patrol. I mean, they're just keeping eyes on it. And then all of a sudden these lights start flashing and then this object comes into view, which looks like a fucking saucer.
Yeah, it looks like it's like rotating.
And it fucking disappears.
That's weird.
And that's just one of like the 8
videos obviously here. With it being a FLIR, it's hard to like tell, but like if you look at it, it does look like it's kind of like rotating kind of slowly as it passes by.
Yeah, so I didn't even think about that, but when I see the lights sort of what first comes off as flashing, I thought they were just simply flashing, but maybe if the aircraft is rotating, that's what I'm seeing instead.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is, but that is fucking wild.
Yeah, that's cool. That's like the most classic style UFO kind of look too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. From a government agency that I don't know, like he said, we don't know much details on this, so we don't know when this was. This could have been, actually, it might, I wonder if it says in the video. Oh my God, it does say in the video. This was from November 23rd, 2019.
Damn.
4 years ago, basically. But yeah, I highly suggest people to go to theblackvault.com, check out the UAP documents and videos that surfaced from U.S. Customs and Border Protection, excuse me, Border Protection, second video, 6.5 minutes in. Video 2.1, and check out this weird, wild UFO that appears just slightly in the upper section of the camera, and then it goes off to the left.
That's definitely interesting. I love those kind of videos so much. Do you see the video of, like, the alleged Bigfoot walking up the hill?
Oh, I wanted to bring that
up. From the, like, I guess it was, like, some kind of tram system or something?
Nope. I actually want to bring that up now that you... I wanted to, and I totally forgot.
I think I saw something about it being, like, there's, like, a... organization or something that's like touristy that has like a Bigfoot costume that they use for like advertisement and shit, and people thinking it's that.
Nope, you're absolutely correct. And I'll just briefly state this. Our buddies at Sasquatch Tracks, Dakota, Micah, Jeff, those guys, they made a nice elaborate post about that. I mean, it's quite a long read. They got multiple pictures of it, but he shows basically an overview of where this took place and then the surrounding establishments all off of Google Earth. Says the first picture shows an overview showing part of Silverton, Colorado. The second picture they have is Google Earth showing what is believed to be rock outcroppings above where the subject was sighted. Third picture they have talks about the location of the Sasquatch Expedition Campers business, which is less than a mile and a half from the location. Fourth picture talks about the camper company's website. There's another one of someone in a suit in the exact area, but it seems the suit might be a little bit different than what was seen in the video that's going viral. But it just shows that there is that type of activity of people wearing these suits for basically like tourist attraction kind of businessy going around. So good job, you three. We're proud that you got to the bottom of that.
It is a really like cool video, though. Like
it is. It I really mean, is
the
cool.
fur on that suit or whatever. I mean, it looks, I mean, it camouflages really well.
Yeah, it does. Obviously, when you first see it, if you haven't seen it, I'm sure if you just type in like Bigfoot Colorado video, you'll find it. But yeah, it's kind of funny just to see it walk and then just crouch and sit.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like, I love the comments where people are like, oh yeah, somebody's in a suit just walking through the woods waiting for your train to go by. It's like, well, you know, most trains, especially if it's a touristy thing, have a schedule. So it's not hard to learn a fucking schedule and be like, okay, well, it shows up around this time, so I'm just going to wait until I hear it.
Yeah, I mean, plus people just walk around anyway, so it's not that odd to find someone just walking through the woods, to be quite fair.
Yep.
But yeah, we're pretty sure that's been debunked, so we don't really... I know I posted it in the Facebook chat or the group whatnot, like the very day it came out, like, hey, what do you guys think about this? No, is this Bigfoot? Blah, 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 for fun. But thankfully, we got to the bottom of it. So now, our final segment, when we talk about how science is, I don't know exactly how to put this, but just kind of almost improving some of the theories that we have on this show, as well as other podcasts, paranormal podcasters and their shows, but how it's just showcasing some of what we've been taught, shown, what we've learned throughout our years about the paranormal might not be exactly what we thought it was. But I found this one interesting from bbc.co.uk, which, goddamn it, a lot of my sources today have been from across the pond.
UK's doing it right.
Yeah, someone's got to. But this comes to us as 500,000-year-old wooden structure unearthed in Zambia. Now, what's cool about this is that this wooden, I don't know, artifact, whatever this might be, is about 500,000 years old. And what it seems to be is the start of a building of a structure.
How can that be when the world's only 2,000 years old, Matt?
Well, I don't have an answer for that.
Come on. You're telling me that book lied?
Yeah, I mean, I can only find it in the bestsellers section of the bookstore.
I mean, yeah, because every hotel in the fucking world had to buy one copy for each fucking nightstand. No wonder it's the bestseller.
I wonder why that's a thing.
I don't know.
I never looked into it. It might be a simple explanation for it, but why is that book? Why does it have to be put in every drawer or every nightstand drawer in every hotel room ever?
I don't understand it either, because I feel like if somebody was going to travel that consistently reads the Bible every night, it's going to have their own copy.
Why can't we have the Satanic Bible in one of these? We need a hotel like that.
Maybe the hotels are all just fucking haunted and they're in there to keep them safe.
So you're telling me under each carpet of each room is probably some pentagram seal or something like that to try and keep demonic presences away?
Could be.
Oh my God.
Son of a bitch.
I don't know how to just continue with the show now. I am I am just baffled.
Somebody call Sam and Dean.
Who's Salmon?
Supernatural.
I know. I know. So anyway, back to this wooden structure or so that was found, or a piece of. The findings were published in the Journal of Nature, which is a pretty prestigious journal to get something published in. The University of Liverpool scientist leads the Deep Roots of Humanity research project, which excavated and analyzed this ancient timber, as is described. But one of the most fascinating things about this, here it says, you know, you can clearly see where notches have been cut by stone tools in order to allow for like other segments of the structure to be, you know, entwined and incorporated with the others. What I never even thought about before is, you know, we've said on the show, especially during the period re-series, about we don't really know in the last 10,000, 50,000, I don't know, 100,000 years what, for the sake of the argument, humans, we'll just go with that, what they've done, what they've been capable of. And what someone brings up here is, with these structures, quote, they use their intelligence, imagination, and skills to create something they'd never seen before. Something that had never previously existed. And I'm like, wait a minute, I've never fucking thought about that. Like, who is the first being on this planet to think of how a house or structure or shelter should look and then build it?
See, I don't like thinking about this stuff because then it hurts my head, because I'm just like, oh my God. And then I have existential crisis, and then...
Hey man, arguably, you're in the best days of this planet right now. Arguably is like bold. Caps locked, arguably, and I understand that, but still.
Yeah, animals dying, glaciers dying, humans dying, yeah.
Glaciers dying. Oh, no.
The Pixar movie.
But yeah, simply just this structure goes with what we've said in the Imperial Reese series, that we don't know exactly how ancient civilizations had come to be and how they evolved and what else they've done out there. I think we even mentioned in the series that, you know, there's a lot of things that have been made, to put it lightly, especially out of wood, that will never see the light of day, because that wood will just become decrepit. It'll just dissolve. It just rots. It's gone forever.
Oh, yeah, like all the shipwrecks at the bottom of the ocean. A lot of fucking shipwrecks down there from...
Oh, well, yeah.
Millions of years.
But they somehow were able to discover this one, which is fascinating, because obviously not all structures and things made out of wood will rot. You know, there are a few that'll be found here and there, but this just leads us to be frank, we don't know exactly how our ancestors planned out their lives, their day-to-days. We don't know what they did with their time. We think they just, you know, picked their assholes and ate berries off of trees, but they did a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Like, they waited for, like, mastodons to poop and then eat the mushrooms out of it, and then they became all psychedelic and fucking flipped out.
Hell yeah.
Which part of me believes that's how we've become what we are today. No fucking joke. There's a documentary that talks about that. I'm like, holy shit, that makes a lot of sense to me. Maybe because I'm high as fuck right now, but I'm telling you, it makes a lot of sense.
I've had an awakening.
But yeah, that I think that'll do it for TFR News. It's kind of a tight week. You know, we'll keep it a little bit light. And you know, you just got Jeff Part 3 to listen to prior to this. And next week, you'll see, you'll hear our listener tales, 3.
Yeah.
Got some good stories. So far, we haven't gotten actually nearly as many as we have had in the past.
So send them in.
Yeah, keep sending them in. We need more. However, I do have especially one that's fucking wild. The person I'm going to have to construct a story myself. The person I was talking to doesn't necessarily want to write out the story, which is fine. That's why I gave the option of audio if you want to do it.
Yeah.
But they requested, you know, couldn't I just talk to them in person, which I did, and just record what they were saying.
Ooh.
Not use it necessarily for the podcast, but reconstruct the story.
Yeah.
I recorded them nearly for 42 minutes and my phone died. And we were still going.
Wow.
Whatever they encountered a year ago. Is fucking insane.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be excited to tell that story. But yeah, no, we've been TFR. This is Matt and Josh.
That's me.
You know the drill. Look us up on social media. Follow us. Follow us the podcast, TFR Podcast, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, I think maybe even TikTok.
If this is the first episode, they might not know the drill.
Okay, I get that. Okay, fine.
God.
Jesus.
You just assume everybody's listening continuously. This could be somebody's first episode, and I'm sorry. Listen to a main episode. Those are better. These are unhinged.
I do apologize. Okay. I didn't know what I was thinking. All right. I got the best of myself.
Hey, you did.
I'll try and be better next time.
Fucking, you better be.
Okay. I don't need you to be all belligerent to me. Like, stop. What are you, a cop?
Undercover.
Stay away from me, you fucking asshole. God, I couldn't imagine having my Bionicle shirt on me right now. You probably think it's a pride shirt and fucking shoot me. Fucking ass. So anyway, yes, social media, TFR Podcast, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever, TikTok, probably the Facebook group. Answer 3 simple questions. Please answer those questions.
Yeah, you're not getting in the group if you don't answer the fucking questions. Trying to join without answering it.
Every day.
We're going to think you're a robot.
Every fucking day I get on Facebook, I still have the notification. Oh, you have some pending fucking requests in your group. And I go to them and nobody has answered these questions. And I'm like, I'm not hitting accept. I'm not doing it.
No, we made it a thing because we don't want spam bots or any aliens. So,
well, wait a minute.
Fucking answer the goddamn questions.
Point of the podcast.
What?
Kind of to find aliens. Like, what? Yeah, we do want this.
But they have to be able to answer the questions first.
Yeah, but what if they don't speak our language?
Well, the computer should be able to translate.
Well, there actually was AI that somebody had created with the correct algorithm, I guess, to decipher part of an ancient, like, scroll of Pompeii that is so burnt that if human hands were, like, unfolded, look, it would just crumble to ash, but AI has been able to read it, something like that. We're still investigating that story.
I'll say, yeah, because I see AI and I can't even draw hands right.
Well, that's true. Well, if the next person that requests me has a picture of an alien as their fucking default picture and it has like a mustache on, I'd be like, all right.
You're in.
I thought, yeah, you're blending in quite nicely. I'll let you slide. Check us out on social medias. Check out the rest of the episodes, the back catalog, if this is your first episode or if you just haven't listened.
There's a lot of good stuff.
Plenty of you to listen. There's like 88 or so episodes. There's hundreds of hours probably to listen to. Well, yeah, I know for a fact there's hundreds of hours to listen to. But yeah, do that. Rate and review us, please. Out of anything.
Fucking give us 5 stars.
Rate and review us. You can rate us on Spotify, but please rate and review like on, you know, iTunes, well, Apple Podcasts, yeah, or stuff like that, to where it really helps the podcast grow. It's the best way to do it, and it's totally free. You know, win-win, right?
Yeah.
Win for you, win for me. Just got to take a little bit of time out of your day.
Buy a shirt.
And yeah, buy a shirt. Oh, yeah, we do have that. We do have shirts, you know?
Buy a shirt, buy a sticker.
TeePublic.
Yep.
Check that out for our merch.
And send us pictures if you bought one. We want to see you in it.
Yeah, please. You know, we want to pump that shit up, man.
Yeah.
We like that. We like that. It makes us feel good that people like it and they like to support us.
Yeah. And if you want us to, we could share it and be like, look how cool this person is that listens to our podcast.
Yeah. Why don't you be as cool too?
Yeah.
Loser. All right.
We need hats next.
Do we? I mean, I'm still working on, you know, those dildo makers.
That's fair.
That we talked about in Jeff Part 2. I think that's the highest priority.
Okay.
Well, with all that said, me and Josh are going to go poop now because Waffle House is really getting into us. So you all have a great day out there. Stay safe. Stay spooky. And yeah, I'm going to project sign off now. So toodles.
Goodbye.